The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
The pros and cons of investing in a real estate partnership. That's what we're going to talk about today. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. If you're new here, please subscribe. Our goal is to help make you a more intelligent investor. And I believe the number one way to build wealth is through real estate investing. It's the best benefit in the tax code, and it provides the biggest upside long term as a tangible asset. So if you're here, you probably already know that real estate is the number one way to build wealth, but maybe you don't quite have all of the resources that you need to get started. Well, there are three things that you need to begin investing in real estate: people, money, and a deal. Those three things. And if you're missing one of those things, then you'll have to figure out a way to leverage the other resources you do have in order to get it. Again, people, money, and a deal. So find a way to get one of those things if you don't have it. And many times that's where a real estate partnership can come in. Now, this can give you access to knowledge and experience, funding, the ability to grow your portfolio, and more. So in this video, we're going to go over the pros and cons of investing in a partnership and how to know if it's a fit for you going forward. Let's start with the pros. I'm a positive kind of guy. I'm a half glass full kind of guy, so I like to start with the positivity. Let's talk about the pros. Number one, access to more resources, okay? You might not have them now, but joining up with somebody allows you access, whether it's money, experience, skills, expertise. Working with a partner can give you a tremendous leg up in areas that you might be lacking. Maybe you're not an extrovert, right? I have a friend who's incredibly outgoing. He can make friends anywhere he goes, right? And so maybe you're not like that. Maybe that's a deficiency in your personality, if you will. Well, maybe partnering with a person like that could open up additional doors for you that heretofore might not have been opened for you. Number two, easier to get approved for financing. That's right. More people equals more credit scores, incomes, backgrounds, etc. So if you've got a rough credit score, teaming up with someone could really open up the funding door for you. You simply have more purchasing power when you team up with other people. That's why there's such a thing as co-signers of loans, right? When you're a young buck, and maybe dad will co-sign for that car loan for you or whatever back in the day, right? So you know the power of having additional people for funding. Very, very important. Number three, allows you to focus on your strengths. You know, you don't have to do it all because now you have a partner or partners who can pitch in with their unique strengths. You know, gets you off the docket for having to figure all of these things out. You can also share workloads and responsibilities, and it enables you to excel in the areas of your strengths. So maybe you're the deal finder. You know, maybe you have additional time on your hands where you can be out finding those real estate deals, but your partner is a workaholic and has no time to do that. But he has the money and he has the connections, right? So he can provide the money while you do all the legwork finding the deals, right? Excel in certain areas. Number four, can allow you to gain knowledge faster. This is another great pro. You know, if you're partnering up with someone who has more experience, they may be able to share their tried and true strategies with you and help you avoid common mistakes. It's also known in many ways as apprenticeship, right? That's why apprenticeships are so powerful, because you can read all the books you want. You can listen to all the podcasts you want, but until you're physically making that, you know, boat by hand or carving that wood by hand, and working with someone who's doing it, it's going to provide a much different experience for you, a much more powerful experience. That's why, again, apprenticeships are so valuable, and teaming up with someone in the trenches could help you dramatically. Number five, you get more perspectives. When we all see things differently, and it can be helpful when there are multiple minds at work, right? So look at it from his perspective or her perspective. Really could be eye-opening. All right, next up, let's talk about the cons. These are the things that might keep you from wanting to partner up with somebody. If you're just focused on money, right? Then number one on my list, splitting the profits could be a big problem for you. Like maybe you don't want to split the profits with a friend, a partner who could bring value to the team. No, you want to keep it all for yourself. I totally get that. However, thinking big picture here, you might say you actually might make more money in the long run partnering with someone because it will allow you to do way more deals and scale more quickly. But I get it. If you want to keep all of the money in your own pocket from the passive income from the tenants in your properties, then the profits will be split among other people. So in this way, you would get to keep 100% of those profits. Number two, the possibility of conflicting ideas or strategies. Maybe you find that you don't really work well with these other people and you're kind of butting heads with them. I get it. That could be a problem. Maybe you don't work well with other people and actually you would bring them down. You know, it's worth being self-reflective and saying, maybe I'm not the easiest person to get along with, so I might not make the best business partner. So conflicting ideas, conflicting strategies, you can really butt some heads there, and that could be a problem. Number three, lack of liquidity. It's very likely that funds and equity will be tied up in your investment. So are both you and your partner okay with that? And if you need cash on hand for any number of reasons, sorry, cash is in the investment. It's in the rental property. You know, rental, that's one downside, of course, of owning rental investment. It's not liquid. It's an illiquid investment. If you need to sell it to get cash, it could take months, could take weeks, could take longer, depending on the size and scale of the investment. So if you need cash right now, then this might not be the greatest idea for you. Number four, it can put a strain on a relationship to add finances to the mix. This is something my dad always warned me about growing up. Really be careful about partnering in a business with a friend, okay? So you maybe want to keep this person at arm's length. Maybe it's not the best friend that you have in the world where you're partnering up on a business relationship to go in on an investment together. Really be careful about this and make sure that it's not screwing up your friendship to add finances into the mix here, or even a family member. That can be very, very dangerous if not done correctly. Number five, things can go wrong quickly if you don't set up the correct expectations and the proper legal structure. So make sure you're talking to a legal representative when you're structuring your LLC together. Make sure that everything is in place so there's no surprises later on. But all in all, I think working with a partner is generally a great strategy. It can be a smart way to get started as an investor, and it can open up a lot of doors faster than if you were doing things alone, quite honestly. So if you're interested in investing with a partner, or you want to know how to find a partner, I want you to check out my full guide. We have a full guide on this on our website, and we'll have it linked up in the description below if you go to our website at morrisinvest.com, but we'll have the full link in the description below. Or if you already have a partner and you're ready to take the first step towards buying an investment, you need to know about our partnership program at our company, Morris Invest. We have tons of experience working with partners, and our full service approach is built to help you and your partners. We have clients all the time who come in as partners and are able to buy one of our new construction rental properties. So if you'd like to schedule a call with us today, we'd love to jump on the phone with you and talk to you and your partner. Just go to morrisinvest.com and click on the book a call button. And we will see you next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
If a quote for a new AC unit seems high, it usually is. And chances are, you're paying for much more than just the unit. Before you commit, get a free second opinion from Sears Heating and Cooling. At Sears, we're not plumbers or electricians. Nope, we're Central Ohio's cooling experts. We keep our overhead low and pass those savings directly on to you. For 75 years, Sears Heating and Cooling has been Central Ohio's partner in comfort. That means we guide you, not pressure you, when it comes to AC repair versus replacement. Some companies push full system replacements just to hit manufacturer quotas. Others use scare tactics, when a simple fix could keep it running strong for years. At Sears Heating and Cooling, we believe in fixing what's fixable, saving you money, and keeping your home cool and comfortable. That's why we offer free second opinions, so you could be confident you're getting the right recommendation, not just the most expensive one. Sears Heating and Cooling, 75 years of service you can trust and comfort you can count on. SearsHeatingCooling.com.